Thanks for calling the peer-to-peer support team for providers. For a quicker solution, please visit the UHC provider portal and submit up to 20 requests per P2P online form. For steps, please refer to the denial letter. Please allow up to 8 business hours for processing of peer-to-peer requests via www.uhcproviderportal.com. This toll-free number is for peer-to-peer scheduling only. We can only process up to 3 requests per phone call. If you've applied for an appeal, please call the number on the back of the denial letter. Please be ready to mention the member ID and date of birth for a quicker and better solution. The member ID and date of birth is present in the denial letter. Have you filed an appeal?
No.
If you need to initiate a new prior auth or make changes to the current prior auth, please press 1. If you need behavioral health, please press 2. If you need OptumRx, please press 3. If you need Evicore, please press 4. Otherwise, please stay on the line to schedule a peer-to-peer for other cases. If you're calling to schedule a new peer-to-peer request, press 1. If you're calling to reschedule your peer-to-peer, press 2. If you're calling to cancel your peer-to-peer schedule, press 3. If you're calling to update any information on your scheduled peer-to-peer, press 4. For any other concern, please stay on the line. All right. Does the member ID you're calling about contain any letters in it? Just say yes or no.
No.
I didn't hear that. If the member ID you're calling about contains any letters in it, press 1. Or if it only has numbers, press 2. Please say or enter the member ID number you're calling about. Say the member's date of birth like this, January 12, 1967.
July 17, 1970.
I didn't hear that. Please say the date of birth like this, February 1, 1975. Or use your keypad. Got it. Thanks. Thank you for calling United Healthcare Peer-to-Peer Support Team. The team will assist you with scheduling a peer-to-peer discussion if one is appropriate for your case with a United Healthcare Medical Director. Please note that the Medical Director is not immediately available on this line. Just a moment while I connect you. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for calling Peer-to-Peer Scheduling Team. My name is RJ, and how can I help?
Hi, this is Chris. Last name initial is Kate, calling from provider's office regarding authorization.
Absolutely, Chris. I'll be more than happy to assist you today about this one. And how can I help about this authorization? Is this about the peer-to-peer?
Yes.
Perfect. So how many cases are you calling about? Just one?
Yes.
Perfect. So for this one case, no appeal has been filed yet, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. That's good to hear. I didn't catch your last name initial, Chris. What's your last name initial?
Last name initial is K as in Kilo.
Perfect. So how about the case or the auth number?
Yeah, the auth number is A as in Alpha. 28607075.
Awesome. Let me pull up the case real quick, Chris. And may I also have your callback number?
Yeah, the callback number is 240-860-1330.
Awesome. Chris, could you confirm the member's full name, date of birth, and state of residency, please?
Yeah, just a second. The member's name is Ayan Fulton.
Mm-hmm.
And the date of birth is 6th June 17, 1970.
And how about the state of residency?
Maryland.
Maryland. Thank you so much for confirming, Chris. Let me just check or review the case real quick, okay?
Actually, I have requested already for peer-to-peer. I just wanted to check the status for the peer-to-peer.
Okay, so I see here that the medical director already notated. By the way, the peer-to-peer was set up for Yash Mehendi Rata, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And that was August 4, 1 p.m. Eastern. And August 4, our medical director attempted to reach out the provider, but it says here for the medical director's notation, a peer-to-peer call was made to Dr. Yash at the requested appointment time. I was told Dr. Mihindrata was not able to speak with me. A message was left with patient's demographic and specific callback information, including direct telephone number and waiting for a return call or callback. And on August 6th, the medical director also notated that no callback received, and it has now been more than one business day since peer-to-peer attempted. The decision for the medical director, it says here, no return call, no new information, the prior decision is unchanged, and also the last notation that I'm seeing here is case return from MD, and the case was closed by MD since there is no callback that was received, and decision summary is appealed.
Alright, actually I didn't get you. Can you please elaborate?
Okay, so the first notation that I see here from the medical director in August 4 that he attempted to reach out to your provider, but your provider mentioned to our medical director that he was not able to speak during that time.
Or
your medical director told our medical director that he was not able to conduct the peer-to-peer during that scheduled date and time.
Okay.
And then our medical director left a message or a voicemail that includes a telephone callback number and wait for a return call from your provider or from your medical director. And then on August 6th, our medical director notated the case that there's no callback happened from your provider or from your medical director. And then with that being said, the medical director already closed the case since there's no callback happened from your physician or medical director. So the medical director closed the case, and now the decision for this one, since there is no callback, is upheld.
Okay. So is there any option for reschedule peer-to-peer?
As of the moment, since the medical director already closed the case, and also there is already a decision saying that it is upheld, there is no way for us to reschedule the case. But the only thing that you can do here is to actually file an appeal.
So the last option is appeal?
Correct.
Okay. Just a second. Hello.
Hello.
Just a second. I need to check some information. Just a second.
Sure thing. You can put the call on hold for just a minute or two if you need more time, because for quality purposes, we're only allowed to be in silent for 20 to 30 seconds.
Just a second.
Hello?
Hello?
If you just need more time, like what I mentioned, you can actually put the call on hold for just a minute or two.
No. Can I get your name and call reference number?
You can use my name as a reference number. My first name is RJ, that spells R for Romeo, J for Juliet. My last name initial is C for Cat.
RJ, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And call reference number?
There's no specific call reference number, but you can use my name and date and time today as a reference number.
What's the time?
August 12th, 2025, 7:16.
Time?
7:16 Central Time Zone.
Okay. Just a second.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I think we're all set. Anything else?
Just a second. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please tell me how many times we scheduled for peer-to-peer?
For peer-to-peer scheduling, you have one time only to schedule the peer-to-peer. And for rescheduling, we can actually reschedule peer-to-peer if there's no decision from our medical directors yet. In this case, there is already a decision from the medical director saying that the case is now closed and the decision is now upheld.
So the case is closed.
Mm-hmm. Since there is no callback happened, or our medical director didn't receive any callback from your provider or medical director.
So our provider tells you that he will be called back to your provider. Am I correct?
As of the moment, like what I mentioned, case now closed.
Case not closed, no?
It's now closed.
Now closed, okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, all right.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think you all said here. Anything else that I can help you with?
No, that's it.
Awesome. So once again, thank you for calling Pretty Peer. Chris, have a great and wonderful day ahead. Bye for now.
You too. Bye.